Let's go across the Tasman now to our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I wonder if we could just pick up where we sort of left off last week with this issue about the refugees and the New Zealand offer. It sounds like there is a bit of movement there with this deal, and we saw some tearful scenes in Parliament, your Parliament, with Senator Jackie Lambie.
Well, Jackie Lambie had the casting vote, if you like, in the Senate as to whether or not the Medibank law would be repealed. She went with the government. She sided with the government after many, many months of refusing to rule in or out what her stand was going to be. Jackie Lambie has lost a lot of respect for this. Nobody knows what deal has been done. The government, from the Prime Minister down, is saying no deal has been done to resettle the refugees on Manus and Nauru in either New Zealand or another country. But there's no way that Jackie Lambie would have given the government her vote on this legislation if there wasn't some sort of deal in place. As was pointed out by columnist Waleed Ali in this morning's Sydney Morning Herald, this is democracy in the dark. The Australian public has no idea what's going on in our federal parliament.
So was she being, when she was sort of in tears making the speech, was she just being defensive? She was feeling under siege?
Oh, I think she was feeling under siege. She was trying to show the authentic Jackie, but there are people now saying, who is Jackie Lambie? She's the one that re-entered the Senate. This is her second stint in the upper house, claiming that she was all about transparency, never doing deals, just representing the state of Tasmania. And now she's involved herself in a secret deal that Australians don't know about. And New Zealanders, unless you find out over the ditch there whether or not this deal has been done to resettle refugees, well, can you let us know if you find out?
We do not know. And the other thing I see is some reports suggesting that the Australian Parliament has cleared the way or got some assurances from the Labor Party for that if they were resettled, they wouldn't be allowed to go to Australia. So they'd almost be like sort of second-class citizens.
Well, many of us who have been watching politics for a very long time do not understand this sort of deal-making, how you can impose a lifetime ban on people who leave and resettle in another country, a particular cohort of people.
We've lost Kerri-Anne Walsh. We'll see if we can get her back. We've still got a couple of minutes of the show to go. Yes, this has been a long-running issue, this idea that we might accept the refugees, but somehow then say, oh, sorry, you can only come and live here. You're not allowed to go back to Australia. Kerri-Anne, you're back with us. Seem a very strange thing, and it'll be a big test for New Zealand politicians to agree to that.
Well, your Prime Minister is saying, look, whatever conditions the Australians wish to impose on their visas is up to them. But really, I mean, is this even a viable thing? Is this something that countries can do, is impose on people conditions to re-enter the country? I mean, I find this whole thing quite extraordinary that through no fault of their own, these people have been left languishing for up to 8 years in offshore detention. It's a humanitarian gesture on New Zealand's behalf to take them and resettle them. And then we say, because here's another punitive measure. You can never, ever come to Australia, not even on a holiday. Extraordinary.
It certainly is. It's one to watch. Now, we've got about 40 seconds left, but Israel Folau dominating the headlines. The reports of 8 million. If he got 8 million, then that is a massive win for him, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Look, Raylene Castle said that figure is wildly inaccurate. The papers this morning are saying, closer to maybe 3 to 4 million. I mean, even then, it's an extraordinary figure, considering that for a year now, Rugby Australia has been saying we will fight the good fight through to the end, even as they were going into mediation, and then they cave. Raylene Castle is in all manner of strife.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much once again, our correspondent in Canberra there. That is rounding out the week for us. See you again next week.